Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's Link Keys Real Talk, episode 110. It's saying 3 seconds. I don't know why it's saying 3 seconds, but if that was some kind of difficulty, I'll repeat that. It's Link Keys Real Talk, episode 110. Some kind of weirdness just happening with the countdown, so that was odd. Anyways, episode 110. Lee's out, and our beloved host Lee is out in the Cayman Islands right now. He's hitting jet skis or something like that. He's probably on like some kind of dolphin tour or something like that with the kids. So that's what's up. He's enjoying some time with the fam. Shout out to Lee. I do have our beloved co-host, guest co-host for the day, or for the night, rather. It's nighttime on the East Coast, so I have Rodney out in the building. I'm about to bring him out right now. And, you know, if you listen to our show, you know, in the times when we've had guest co-hosts, Rodney, come on, we usually talk about some different things. We've had a couple of shows talking about hip-hop music. You know, on the Lean Keys Real Talk podcast, we love hip-hop music. We love the culture, many different aspects of the music game. Also, battle rap. We love battle rap. And all sorts of, you know, different art forms, anything within hip-hop, we love that. So, you know, there's been many shows on Lee and Keys Real Talk. We've talked about these things and had Rodney on to talk about these things tonight. We're actually going to be doing a special episode to break down a huge battle rap event, probably one of the biggest, definitely the biggest battle rap event of 2019 for a fact. I don't even think that's a debate, honestly. But that, and then also the fact that I don't even know a thing about it, and I was actually dying to watch this one, and I didn't get to watch it. But Rodney did see all the footage, so he's going to be breaking down all this footage for me, and I'm actually dying to hear what happened at the event. And I'm dying for them to drop the footage on YouTube, too, but we'll get to that later. I'm going to cue him into the call right now. Hold up. Yo, 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 you out there, bro?
Yo, you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. How you doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Nah, man, just enjoying this beautiful Friday evening. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I love it. I love it, man. Yeah, it's
how's
about
the weather
to turn
out there?
Night, maybe like an hour over here. It's hot. That's what I can tell you. It's hot right now.
It's definitely still summer, huh?
Yeah, you can say that in New Orleans,
I mean, because it was getting pretty cold out here in Boston, like the last week or so. Temperatures are really dropping, bro. It was getting like
it was
in the 50s overnight.
It
was like in the
50s
overnight. During the day, it was like low 60s. I thought we were really in the fall season already. I thought fall was coming early.
Again, I say.
But then all of a sudden,
Boston,
now it's real hot again.
Oh, well, hey, trust me, as the time goes by, it's going to cool back down and a little bit more permanently for a while.
Yeah, man. You know, I think a lot of people got to start thinking about this. You know, the climate change is trying to kill us, bro.
Oh, you ain't lying. Like, we still looking out for our global warming.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm trying to say, and it's not really so much as to whether people believe it, it's to acknowledge it. I saw a meme, I think it was last night, and it was, they said, I'm not asking you whether or not you believe in global warming, I'm asking you whether or not you acknowledge it. And I thought that was funny, because it was like, this is not a debate. They were like, it's not a debate whether you... It's like you don't. It's whether you don't have to. There's no believing. It's a fact. And they were like, it just depends on whether or not you're ignorant to it or you're not ignorant to it. So that meme really hit right there. It was funny, but that was actually some real shit.
Yeah, especially like around December, like a couple of years ago on Christmas, it was like 85 degrees up here. I was like 85 degrees. It's December the 25th. It's probably the warmest Christmas ever.
Yeah, that's That really goes to show you right there.
Yeah. But all right, let's get to the stuff, man. We all know why we're here, man. We all know exactly why we're here. I've been wanting to call up, but lost track of days because we were supposed to talk about wrestling, but that's for another time. We're going to take care of that. But in the meantime, let's talk about Summer Impact, man.
Yeah, so for sure. You know, the thing is that with the wrestling, I had a couple. Yeah, so with the wrestling, I had a couple questions that I wanted to ask you guys, but, you know, being that Lee isn't here, I wanted to save that bit for him when he comes back. You know, I don't want to do him like that. I know I wanted to get both of y'all input on that, so I was waiting. I got the questions. I didn't forget what I wanted to ask y'all. I still got those questions in my – I know I've been paying attention a little bit to the wrestling, so I know a few of them are still relevant. I think one of the ones I wanted to ask I don't think is relevant anymore, but – there's one that's definitely still relevant. I asked some other heads that I was that I hang out with the other day, and they're big into wrestling, into the WWE, and they was talking about something, and I had actually asked them the question, and that kind of sparked some good debate about that. So I'll wait on that one, but we'll definitely get that. We want to get into the Summer Impact today, and that was what I was just telling the people before I queued you in, was that this, I mean, I didn't see it, but I'm sure you're going to tell me how crazy it was. Just based, like, on paper, I feel like it was the biggest battle rap card, at least of the year. Is that fair to say?
Right. Oh, definitely. The amount of even if you take out Surf with the situation, it still had the amount of star power is still there. Like, even with Chess, like, even though Chess isn't, like, that top tier, like 100%, he still has his name is still known. He still somewhat has that star power. Him and Tay Rock are like almost at like what 2 million views at this point. So it's not like Chess doesn't have that star power. So either way, he still adds to the Guns and Cakes versus Lord Hollows. Anyway, matter of fact, he was the talk of the battle before and after it happened, but we'll save that for later. But overall, yeah, this is a crazy card. You got Jazz and Official versus 40 E-Heart.
So you actually, before we give him the whole card, before we even get into that actually brings me to my first question, because I was watching the updates as the event was going on Twitter and whatnot like that. I think I was even just able to see a lot of the stuff that people were retweeting and everything, and that kept me, you know, in the loop just enough so I knew, like, kind of what was going on with the battles. But that was one that I really, like, had paid attention to and noticed that, like, there was something that went down with that battle. That was the first one of the night, right?
Jazz and Official versus Floyd and E-Heart?
Yeah, that was the first one of the night, and didn't they? Like,
yep, that was the first one.
What happened? Didn't one of them like stop rapping or something? Like, I thought I read something like that.
Oh dear God! Oh, all right. Long story short, let's just say E-Heart came ready with her material, as far as remembering it. 40, not so much.
You're saying
it was
like
a clear 30.
Okay, so that's the tough thing, is because just off the context of it, it sounds like you're telling me that 40 bars was choking all three rounds, and it's different when you're in a two.
Yeah,
it's different when
it's
you're in a 1-2.
Yeah, and the thing is that happened, and me saying it, that she choked three rounds, it doesn't even sound as bad as when you actually watch the battle, because, dog, it was rough. Because at the end of the day, Jazz and Official is going to be Jazz and Official. Jazz added performance to her material, too. So it was, they made it fun and entertaining regardless. Ford and E-Heart, just knowing that it's Ford and E-Heart, we all knew for a fact that they were going to have good material, which they did. The problem was there were a couple times 40 missed her cue. And you know, when you miss your cue in a 2-on-2, that'll throw everything off. And she missed it on more than one occasions in each round.
Man.
And it got worse each round. The first round,
so,
she might have missed the cue maybe once. The second round, she missed the cue like 3 times and made them end their round early. And the third round, and this makes it worse because for art, let me describe the third round like this. So Official and Jazz went first, right? All 3 rounds, they did really good. After Jazz and Official did their third round, I was like, you know what? I already know the battle is over, so let me go check on the food real quick in the kitchen. That lasted about 10, 15 seconds. That lasted 10 to 15 seconds. I come back. I see Geechee Gotti on my screen with a music video. I'm like, wait, the battle's over? So I go on Twitter to see what's up. And they said 40 and E-Hart forfeit because 40 didn't remember her part of rounds. She was even telling 40, E-Hart to rap the third round by herself. And E-Hart was like, yo, I can't because I want to do it with my partner. The parts that are your parts won't hit the same coming from me, which makes sense. And you really can't blame E-Hart. Now, even though 95% of the blame is on 40, E-Hart got to take somewhat of the blame because that's her partner. You got to make sure both of y'all are good. So y'all got to eat that all together. But besides that, yeah, it was a 30 with that battle.
Well, the thing about it is, but haven't they teamed up before? 40 Bars and E-Hart, haven't they teamed up before?
No. I think you're referring
that
to
was the first
40 and Bonnie when they battled NWA.
40 and Bonnie, yeah, that was the one that I watched. Okay. Yeah, I got that mixed up.
Yeah, when
it
was just like the
it.
Blue and yellow Power Ranger? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Straight out of Shelters.
Yeah. I knew I saw some. I thought I saw that team, but I just messed up on the one name. But yeah, that it's crazy because I feel like the 2-on-2 dynamic is so different. Like people think, and I'm not even trying to sound like mad judgmental with it because I know it's like I respect so much what all the battlers do and putting yourself up there, especially like on this caliber of an event, like the amount of people that were probably in there. I know they did it. It was at the Fillmore, right?
Yeah, it was at the Fillmore in Charlotte.
Yeah, so, you know, they probably, I know they sold out the Fillmore, so, like, there's, like, a ton of people. I mean, I'd have to pull up the number about, like, how many the Fillmore holds, but I'm sure they had a packed-out venue, and you know,
oh, no,
the
it
battle
was
rap
sold out. It was sold out, like, 2 weeks prior. It was sold out two
no,
weeks
yeah,
prior.
I know they sold out the venue. I just don't know, like, how many people the venue holds. Like, so, but regardless, I know there's a ton of people in there, because the URL events, people always pull up, especially these big cars. I know there's tons of people in the building, so that was probably crazy. And that's why I said I give them a lot of respect for doing it. It's just like, and not trying to sound judgmental, but like just looking at it from the outside looking in, is like I feel like the 2-on-2 dynamic is so much different. These battlers think that like you can come to the 2-on-2 with the same energy as like a 1-on-1 battle, and I feel like it ain't that. Like you have to really be, you know.
Hold on. Wait, you jumping the gun for a second, man. We're gonna get to that on the main event battle. Trust me, we're gonna get to that. Like that, we're gonna save that part for the main event, cause that plays a factor in the situation that happened involving the main event that I'm referring to. So we're going to get to that.
All right.
But besides that, besides this battle, besides this battle and Monstars versus Marvin Quest, everything, every other battle was either a fight or a barely edge. So this battle was just a nice clear out the way disgusting body. This is the only 3-0 tonight.
Well,
Keith?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, I'm here. I know. I was just thinking on it for a second. It does seem like there's always that, you know, it's kind of often there's like that one body on every card, but it ain't always because, you know, there's always something that happens. Like, I feel like there's always some kind of thing that ends up getting you bodies. Like when you had the Carly Clipson battle T-Rex, like
Rex was clearly not himself. He didn't come to the battle ready to, like, he didn't come for a fight. Charlie came with 3 crazy rounds. So, like, he got bodied so bad in that one. Like, there's always that one of the night. And then, you know, Verb, like, A-Verb battled Kayshawn on, I think, Dome 5. And we all saw him get bodied off. Like, you know what I mean? That battle was just a nasty battle. Shout out to Cortez. That was just a nasty battle. And that was just another one where, like, Verb just didn't come with the kind of material he really needed to compete in that one. Sean was just, like, leaving Earth. So there's just always that one battle, it seems like. One battle every night where it's, like, people are just getting killed. I forget what two-on-two I watched the other night. And they got – they really, like – oh, you know what one it was? I watched Charlie Clipson Goods versus Arsenal and Shotgun Suge. And, bro,
round was hilarious.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever seen that battle. And I watched the entire battle. And everybody in the comments were all saying that Arsenal and Suge got bodied. And I could see why they were saying that, because it was just like – and Arsenal is one of my favorite battle rappers. Like, and I actually met Suge at Mass 3, too. I actually talked to Shotgun Suge for a minute at Mass – at one of the Massacre events. Shock and Shook,
I remember you talking about that.
Shock and Shook, by the way, no bullshit, was probably like the coolest battle rapper I met. Like, I met a good handful of battle rappers, and he was by far the coolest one that I met. Like, he was appreciative that I pulled up on him, and I just told him, I was like, you know, I told him I was a big fan and everything, and he was the most, like, down to earth one, you know what I mean? And he seemed like truly, like, appreciated that I was showing him love. So I fuck with Shook.
Well,
man,
at the end of the day, battle rap is a human being, so.
Yeah, but it's just like sometimes, you know, it's like when I saw Daylight at the event, like, I remember I walked up to Daylight and he kind of just, I don't know, he was just kind of acting like, I don't know what he's doing, but it just didn't seem like the way I thought like that he would have been. He kind of like shrugged me off a little bit. It was like he didn't even want, like, he was kind of like almost ignoring me in a way. So it didn't even make me think that, like, oh, this guy don't even like want to talk to fans. Like, I'm good with that. Like, so, but anyways, regardless of it, just, but that's the thing. A lot of people in the comments were saying that Arsenal sure got bodied, and I can see why they, you know, Goods and Clips have never stopped teaming up ever since they, you know, at first I thought they did Clips and John John. I thought they did at first. And then
that was the first one against Saga and Big T.
Yeah, and then after that, it was like once Clips and Goods teamed up, they just keep coming back. Like, for they're like an official team now. They just keep coming back, taking, like,
At the end of the day, that was the team that everybody was waiting for. Like, even when John John and John John and Clips got together, everybody was like, John John? What about Clips and Goods? That's what we were expecting. Even though it was still a good team, people wanted Clips and Goods. And when they got it, it was great. And as far as, like, Ars and Suge getting quote-unquote bodied, I wouldn't say bodied, but it was definitely pretty much a 3-0. We're not going to deny that. And in Ars' defense, he even said in the third round, because I remember around this time, this was when Ars was going to, like, his retirement stage in 2017. Because after this battle, he went and battled Iron Solomon and Loaded Lux for his last battle. He even said in the third, in the start of the third round, "I ain't got nothing awesome. I ain't got nothing sugar. I'm still thinking about for Loaded now."
Yeah, yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
We're gonna get the Cooks and Goods in a second too.
Yeah, so I didn't mean to get carried away with that.
I'm going
to order. Yeah, so go with the next battle. What was the next battle?
All right, the next battle was might have been battle of the night. NWS versus EFB. Shine, I just rewatched the battle for a second time ever yesterday, I think. With Shine and DNA, arrested Shine and DNA. Shine only battled maybe twice this year. Compared to all the other times he's battled, all other times as far as like consistency of how many battles he does in a year, this is his third battle, and they're all spaced out. So Shine, he's pretty well rested, and this is DNA's first battle since Mickey Fax was happening in December. So this is a well-rested NWX. So we all knew, oh, this is going to be scary, versus two of the hottest battlers / Crips in battle rap, Rum Nitty and Geechee Gotti. When Shine and DNA went first, dear God, they were on point with their chemistry almost every line they were hitting. And after the round was over, everybody, including me, was like, yo, how in the hell are these guys going to top this round? And then EFB did a great job fighting back. It took them a second to get the crowd because you had to go after that first round. Like, dear God, that took the energy out. Now it's like, all right, that was nice, but come on, like, you need more than that. Come on, man, I know the round just started, but you need more than that. All right, that was cool, but you need more than that. Okay, I think we might have a fight here. And it was the same. And it was the same thing in the second round. Dog, Shine and DNA, man, they're definitely the best two-on-twos to date as far as chemistry. Like, they have the best chemistry out of everybody. Their NBA scheme was incredible. The back and forth, like the time that they step in was beautiful. And Rum and Nitty, they were definitely trying to hit every freaking bar, and they were doing just that. The third round, I think it was Shine and DNA's lightest round, but it was still really good. Like, you wouldn't be disappointed that much. Like, each round, NWX declined, but by a slight margin. Like, the first round was extremely high. The second round declined a little bit, but it was still high as hell. Same thing for the third. Either way, all three rounds, each battlers were killing it. I promise you. This might have been battle of the night. What was after? I think hit. All right, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I saw a lot of the reactions on Twitter. People were going crazy over that one.
Wait, Keith, say that again. I think your mic is covered.
No, I can tell. I mean, a lot of people were. I was seeing all the reactions on Twitter. People were going crazy over that one, over that battle, NWX and EFB.
Yeah, I even texted you during that first round. Yo, NWX is freaking wigging.
Yeah, that should have me hyped, bro. I was like,
look.
I need to
when
see
I get
footage.
The chance, I'm gonna show you the battles. I promise you. But all right. So after this battle, I think it was Cliffs and Good versus Hitman and John Draft. Now I think me, knowing and seeing how good of friends that John Draft and Hitman are, I knew that chemistry was gonna be good, but I didn't expect it to be that good. Now I honestly think that Cliffs and Good tried to do the exact same approach that they did against Suge and Arse, but it wasn't as effective. Like they had some good bars. So
they weren't trash at all. But when John John and Hitman went first, boy, did they set the tone. They set the tone high in the first round. And then Show Out came in, and it was like, okay, yep, this round is over. Hitman, I mean, Goods and Clips, you know, they're going to be hilarious regardless. It's hard to not laugh at them. They made Show Out laugh. You know how hard it is to make Show Out not make a face? You know how hard that is? To make him laugh on more than one occasion? Oh, Clips and Goods are the GOATs. But they, and they have bars, but at the same time, it wasn't enough compared to that. Damn near back-to-back haymakers John John the Hitman had in the first round. The second round was a little bit lighter than the first round for both of them, but they were still good. The third round, John John the Hitman did really good, but Clips once again decided to go ISO and went ballistic. Clips killed it in that third round. That was one of the scariest Clips, the scariest Clips third rounds we've seen. And then he ended with a nice little alley-oop to Nunu Nails barking on Hitman and John John real quick to end the round. Nice little icing on the cake. It was to the point that before even they even went to Nunu, Hitman had to say, yeah, 2-1. They got the third. I ain't going front. 2-1. Either way, like, it was like, even John John was like, we tried to zip that bag up. Clips poked the finger out, said nope, and pushed the zipper right back down. That's pretty much what happened. We need this Clips. The Clips that we got in the third round, we need this Clips. That's what was scary to get.
Was that Clips third better than the Clips third versus Austin Schultz? Because he did that ISO in the third round versus them, too.
It possibly was.
Because you remember that third was crazy.
He killed it with both of those rounds. Oh yeah, of course. I saw that third live. What the to the Fiends holding on to my legs for the Knicks looking like Van Gundy. Oh, I remember that. Trust me, I remember. But Clips was doing more and more haymakers this third. So you could debate this was better than that third against Shug and Arse. But I think a lot of people had Hitman and John John winning that battle pretty clear. Now the next
one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was another one where
that
like, all the reactions on Twitter were going crazy. Everybody was just saying, yo, multiple remixes are legit. Like, this team is crazy. That's like all the reactions I just kept seeing like throughout that whole the like first round, and then that whole battle. Like everybody was talking about that, and I just realized
John
too that
were really good.
They had good chemistry.
Oh, they had really good chemistry. And then and another thing about and not even just off of the as far as Hitman alone, we gotta give him more props at this point. Now it had this man. Been consistent with third rounds the past year and a half, but he has stepped his pin up drastically. We got to show Hitman love for that one. He had some bars this battle too, just like he did in the Bill Collector battle. We got to show Hitman love for his pin that he has stepped it up. I don't know if it's walling out. I don't know if it's because he's been hanging around. Conceded more, or because he's really close friends with John John, but goodness, he stuck his pin up since his return. So, Hitman Howe is starting to look really, really scary as an individual, let alone like being with a duel with someone he's really close with. But next battle, real quick. This battle, oh man. Twerk and Shug, a.k.a. the Monstars, versus Marvin Quest. A lot of people, including me, favored Marvin Quest, even though we were very excited to see what Shug and Twerk were going to do. Unfortunately, for Marvin Quest, they didn't show up until the third round.
Meanwhile, not only the bars, but the energy from the Monstars was through the roof, bro. Dear God, the energy was through the roof. I think Twerk threw a shot at Sue Surf. No, he definitely threw a shot at Sue Surf. Keys. All right, did you ever see Suge versus Twerk last year at Gnome 9?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Long story short, they dumped, dumped on each other.
Bro, you probably ordered the pay-per-view and then didn't link me to the battle. What are you talking about?
The battle has been on YouTube for months.
Yeah, but if I had that Gnome 9, I would have had you watching it live.
Yeah. No, that's a fact. That's 100% fact. But, bro, so they were dunking on each other, right? So once they got in a 2-on-2, we expected at least one dunk from them. So they ended their second round blowing. They might have had the biggest moment of the night with their dunk. All right, so they started off with Shotgun in a 3-point position, like how a center does before he hikes the ball. And then out of nowhere, Twerk jumps over Suge to do a dunk on Marv. And the room exploded. The room freaking exploded. I lost my voice. I almost lost my voice going crazy for that part, bro. Dog. Twerk ended up jumping off the stage, going having the crowd going ballistic. Like dog, that probably was the moment of the night. Suge and Twerk, dog, those two rounds, the first two rounds, we were like, yeah, this is a body bag clear as day. Matter of fact, this is as far as, not saying like exactly like it, but this is Gun Tyler versus NWX 1 as far as like a 2-round body bag. That's how this felt. This was a 2-round body bag. Luckily, Marvin Quest did show up in the third round, did great. Marv brought up a funny story about Suge trying to make it up with Trick. Hilarious story. A good third round. They got that third pretty clear. I think Twerk and Suge had a pretty good third too, but it was nothing like their first and second. So and I think they ended it kind of short. So it was 2-1 Monstars, but there's no debating that battle at all, especially after those two rounds. The energy was through the roof. That battle from Suge and Twerk, dear God, they probably had the moment of the night with the slam dunk. But what you about to say, Keys?
You know, actually, I forget what I was about to say, but I got a different thing that I want to say now, and I'm just kind of a little worried now because they're doing the Summer Impact Reloaded, and I see the NWX is battling the Monstars, but the problem I have with that is that you were just saying earlier how NWX was looked like the best 2-on-2 in battle rap by far when they had the necessary time to charge up. You said both of them really didn't battle much leading up to it. DNA hadn't battled in like seven, eight months or something, you know, since Mickey Fax. So, but now it's like, what, they're battling them on like a couple weeks. Like, I don't know if they knew they were going to battle them or they've been writing for a longer period of time, but
this has been booked for like at least a month. And knowing how Sean and DNA prepare, they'll be good. I got enough faith in them that they're going to do good. I can't predict whether or not how the battle is going to turn out, but I have faith in Sean and DNA that they're going to show up.
I know they're going to show up.
Go ahead.
Nah, I'm not saying that they're gonna like fall flat, and I know they're gonna kill it. They're gonna have tons of bars. Them guys could probably do the battle on 2 days' notice, and they would have 3 rounds. I don't think it's nothing like that, but I mean, it's just
they used to do that.
I know they used to do that. I'm saying they could do that and this one and come with three rounds. I'd have faith that they'd be fire. They debatably win and everything. But I'm just saying that it probably look. I'm worried that they're gonna look a lot different. I mean, I haven't even seen this one that you're talking about. The one that you're saying is the best 2-on-2 in battle rap at Summer Impact, which I still need to see. But I'm saying that I don't know, like, if they're gonna be able to look like that if you have such a shorter amount of time that they had to prepare.
Well, you never know. You never know. At the end of the day, like, matter of fact, prime example, Geechee Guy has been battling a lot this year. It's to the point that some, like, a lot of us as far as fans are a little bit worried that this is going to affect not only Geechee's, like, material-wise or, like, him as far as numbering his rounds. And so far, he hasn't choked. I don't remember him stumbling. And he's been doing great pretty much all three rounds, pretty much every single battle. Some battles are debatable. Some battles, we have him winning. Some we have him losing. But either way, he's still coming through with all three good rounds. And so, at the end of the day, you never know with some people. Hell, with DNA. DNA used to take battles almost every freaking week, and he comes for battles like 100% killing it. Even when he's at 80%, not really taking an opponent seriously, he still comes with like a whole full round without stumbling, stuttering, or choking, or three rounds with really good material that have us going like, oh shoot, DNA rapping.
Yo, DNA even be rapping even when he freestyles. Like, he could just come. I feel like he could just come and freestyle a battle. I feel like he could just come and go
and freestyle the entire second round against Briz and made it debatable.
And that's the difference. A lot of guys. I think a lot of these guys would have to write their shit. They wouldn't be able to compete. But guys like DNA could freestyle versus guys that are writing three rounds and still make it debatable. That's the difference. That's how you know it's really
and the one thing that's scary about DNA is not just him freestyling. It's one thing to just freestyle and do like a quick two-bar rebuttal to rebut maybe like one part around. It's another thing with someone like DNA that can rebuttal your whole round. Like, maybe, like half of your round, you spend an angle on, like, maybe him be on ESPN. Another half, his mom. Another half, him with Sean. And he rebuttal, and he takes maybe, like, a minute of rebuttaling to that, pretty much shutting down your round, and then gets to his, it becomes insult to injury.
Yeah,
DNA
actually
is cut like that.
And a prime example of that is
he got K-Sean rebuttaling now, and K-Sean is not bad with rebuttals at this point.
Yo, and I was watching A Verb and Hitman versus NWX, the one they did in London the other day, and
that was Chicago.
Oh, okay. Don't flop. I just assumed it was don't flop.
That was in Chicago. I remember that call.
Oh, okay.
That was in Chicago. That's why I didn't know.
I didn't even know
that dude that came in.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say is that when they brought that dude in and Kayshawn tried to, you know, in Kayshawn's bars, he was introducing that dude and he was like, I knew you were gonna say that, and so I brought him with me. And then the guy actually walked across the stage and, like, dapped up Verb and Hitman, and then the whole, like, angle backfired. And then in the heat of the moment, you could just see that Shine was, like, embarrassed, and he didn't know that was going to happen. And then he's like, I don't know. Like, he just looked like he didn't know what to do. And then DNA actually,
and then
like,
DNA said, step aside.
Off the top,
I got
bro. Yeah, DNA just actually rebutted. DNA rebutted a backfired angle that they had. Like, he rebutted the crowd laughing at them because it's like, and he made a joke to make it seem like it's all good. Like, I forget what he said. He was like, I told you not to trust it.
I told you.
He's like, that's why I don't DNA was like, he said, like, that's why I don't mess with, like, the personals or something like that. I just do bars. Like, it's something like that. But he made it sound so slick. And, like, that shit was definitely off the top, whatever he said. And it was just actually fire.
Because
for
DNA
the moment. He really
is
saved the
cut
moment.
Like that. DNA yeah. is freaking cut like that, whether it's rebuttals or not. And that's and the scariest part, like, DNA is so great, he doesn't even have to do a freestyle or a rebuttal to beat you. If he takes you seriously, he doesn't need to do that. He didn't, you can't even think of a single freestyle he did against Mickey Facts at all. And you debatably third to him, if we're being honest. Even though I feel like Mickey
yeah.
Facts did great, he just faced the face crying DNA. And the face crying DNA is like Hoodie Mello. That's damn near
yeah.
one of the scariest things to ever go against. Cry face DNA? Nah. And he didn't freestyle at all. So imagine if DNA decides, you know what? I'm already killing it. Let me throw a freestyle here and there. And he has many of classic freestyle moments. Whether you do something stupid or something stupid happens in the middle of his round, hell, remember the classic with Disaster when Disaster starts to get in his space, and then he tells him move back and does like a headline Drake freestyle that had the crowd rocking. That was actually the second that I ever watched, and I was like, oh, this dude ain't come to play.
Yeah, it's different. I watched the DNA and Mickey Facts the other day, and I was just like, man, I thought the same. I was like, Mickey's rapping definitely, like, he's definitely came with good material, but DNA
really
was just spazzing. Like, DNA was just really snapping. And
Mickey ended strong as hell with that clip stabbed you in the back clapping machete line. It's just that DNA,
yeah.
DNA had to wait, was hitting, it's like, no, that second round. Dear God, the second round, and then the third round, the that was me. How is someone who's only opinionated talking facts with me? We getting off a tangent, but like we look at the end of the day, I think the hate is over as far as how great DNA is, man. We gotta show love to DNA because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and he actually finally sits down and retire, which I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon, DNA will be considered a legend. Not even just battle rap. The man is on ESPN. The man is getting love from legendary wrestlers like Bret Hart. The man is doing a lot for the culture. He's helping bring in sponsors and investors in the culture. Like, not even just for URL, for King of the Dot, too. I didn't know he brought Nakia in from Boston. Like, that was a huge deal. DNA has done a lot for the culture.
Yo,
in
yo,
the ring and
yo,
outside.
Yo, hold it down. Yo, we're getting off topic. We're getting off topic. So, what was the next battle? Because we'll talk about that another time. What was the next battle?
I think the next battle was the last battle, Guns and Cakes versus Lord of the Hollows. Before we get to that, real quick, you guys say again, it sucks that we couldn't see Callum and Mook versus Top.
Yo,
Liz,
that was the one I
was
dying to see, bro. Yo, Cal's the best.
It was their hometown,
bro. Cal is the best, bro.
Bro,
yo, Cal is the best, bro.
That sucks. But
yo, I need to see that.
Thank God. And plus, the pay per view was gonna be free. So if you might not even need me to FaceTime you to see that pay per view for Summer Impact Reloaded. So you should be good because
I need to see that, bro.
So. Yeah, so we should be good. And if all those fails, just hit me up. I got you. But now to Guns and Cakes versus Lord of
the Hollows. The moment that we've been waiting for, I've been just dying to know because the one clip that I did see reposted, and I was bugging at this. The Robo Lux.
The Shell Cake.
I saw a clip of.
Oh.
Yo, I saw
man.
A clip. Of the Robo Lux. I don't know, like, how often in the battle they did that, but, like, I just saw, like, probably, like, a 15-second clip of it, and you had, like, Hollow was, like, twisting up his back, like, one of those, like spin-back toys from back in the day, and he was, like, twisting up his back. Like
DJ Khaled voice, I brought an extra key, but the battery is not included, and the energy sold separately. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. That was crazy. And I, but we look, we're gonna start this off right. First of all, so we know the situation with Surf, and Surf got out the Monday, but they said nah, we gotta let Chess shine. So first round, I think Rock and Chess asked to go first. Rock and Chess was doing great in the first round. And I think one of the biggest moments of that battle, let alone the night, was the shell cases. The shell cases was probably the biggest moment of the night that had the crowd going ballistic. And it was dope. They killed it. And I'll tell you one thing. And this was the thing that I wasn't mad at when Surf and Rock decided to have Chess as the replacement. Because I remember my older cousin Steven, when I showed him the classic battle, in my opinion, the classic battle with Rock and Chess, he kept saying, yo, these guys are damn near twins, bro. And that's the first thing that came to my mind when I saw Chess with the replacement. I said, yo, this might be perfect because they're both aggressive. They both have really great pins.
Yeah,
their voice projection is incredible. Yeah, like this can work perfectly. It's not gun titles, but it still can work. And it's not like it's that much of a decline as far as star power. This is actually a potential to be a really good team. And they definitely did not fall short of expectations. And we also got to show love to not only Chess, but both of them too, because not only did they come up with material in a week span,
it was really short notice.
Material, but they were so dedicated, they were practicing in the rain, bro. They practiced in the rain. Hollow and Lux was in the mountains. Chess and Rock was in the street, damn near catching pneumonia in the rain, bro. In the freaking rain, getting their material right. And they came through in the clutch. It was beautiful. Shout out to Rock and Chess. They was killing it. Especially Chess. He showed up big time. And it was definitely rough, even more rough for Chess, because Chess, while he was trying to have a comeback season, for some of you that don't remember, Chess actually had a battle the weekend prior. He had to battle Bad News in Atlanta on Bullpen. And I got to look at that battle. It dropped on the URL app, so I got to go see that battle. But I heard Chess killed it. So to do that back-to-back without choking or stuttering, well, we'll get to that part. But even though it was a troll, Chess did great. Shout-out to him. He even rebutted in the third round. He rebutted the Robo Lux in the third round. Chess did great. Shout-out to Chess. He killed it. That's a young star in the making. So, first round, they killed
Chess. Chess rebutted the Robo Lux?
He rebutted the Robo Lux, bro. Out of nowhere.
Crazy.
Rock didn't even know. Out of nowhere before.
I gotta see this shit.
Once they got the mice together, out of nowhere, Chess just goes off, and then he just rebutted the Robo Lux. And Rock was like, boy, you crazy, fool. Iceman was doing that. That was crazy. And by the way, I can't be Chess friend. I could never be Chess friend. Chess is way too aggressive for me, man. After they land the crazy 2-5 scheme in the second round, when Rock got back on the stage, Rock got all up Chess got all up in Rock's face and said, "And then what? And then what? What are you gonna do next?" I'm like, Chess, that's your partner. Why are you so aggressive to him? It's all right. It's all right. Goodness, like, got me intense.
He was feeling the energy, bro. He was trying to take it in.
The energy was hella high from Chess. It was to the point, and it's the best part about Chess. I think Chess caused Lux to be a little bit more aggressive this battle, because Lux and Hollow started off with a treasure chest bar, and Lux finished the bar. Lux got in Chess' face.
Yo,
I was like, yo, Lux wasn't this aggressive. Against Verner, this is more like it. This is more freaking like it. So
And
that's what we've been waiting to see, bro. We've been waiting to see that shit. I'm waiting to see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's something else we've been waiting on. I'm going to tell you in a second. Trust me, there's more to come in this situation.
Talk dirty.
So, my favorite part of that first round, Lux, I caught Lux when I watched on the VOD. Lux, after the treasure chest bar, Lux told Chest, you're in a perfect position to learn a few things, nigga. Pay attention. I say, yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It reminded me of when Jordan and Kobe was in the All-Star game doing fadeaway jumpers on each other in the All-Star game back in 98. When Jordan was with the Bulls and Kobe had the fro, it was beautiful. Like, this is the Battle Rap All-Star game. And this is a beautiful chance to help Chess grow.
Okay.
We want to see you get back to where you're supposed to be, bro. Let's help you grow. You're on the same stage with Lux and Hollow battling next to Tay Rock with Sue Surf in your corner. You're in the perfect situation to grow. Let's help you out.
Yeah, man.
Let's help you out. This is beautiful. But besides that Lux and Hollow had a really good first. Second round, Chester Rock did great in the second round. Same thing with Lux and Hollow. Lux had the Robo Lux. Robo Lux was crazy. Lux even added in the look at him emotional. It was hilarious how he did it. And when I show you the battle, you'll see why. And here's the part. Oh, the funny part about the second round. Both teams had like a little slip up. I wouldn't say stumble or choke. And if you do consider like maybe like a big stumble, like you can't really blame them because all this happened in short notice. They had to adjust their rounds and everything in short notice, so it's not that big of a deal. And both of them only had like one little hiccup out of the entire battle, so I'm not sweating that too much. Because when Chess was starting to lose his voice for a second, or his voice was getting a little dry. He needed water. So right when Chess was about to do his part, after Rock said his part, Hollow gave Chess Chess's water bottle, saying, "Here you go," and made Chess mess up and miss his spot. He was like, "Damn it, Hollow, you been messing up." Hollow is a troll, bro. Hollow was a troll. And then in the second round with Lux, Lux lost his placement, so they had to go to a whole another scheme after a moment, but they covered it up so beautifully. It was hilarious. But besides that, like, all three rounds, they killed it. Third round was actually Rock and Chess' shortest round, and even they realized it, and it wasn't because they didn't they just cut it short because they were pressed for time. It was more because Rock and Chess accidentally went ahead, like 20 bars ahead. Like I watched the Hip Hop Is Real interview, and Chess and Rock were like, "Yo, why I feel like our third round was short?" So Chess went through the rounds real quick, and he was like, "Yo, we skipped like 20 bars, bro." So, but
yeah, I
don't think
saw that one.
Regardless, because bro,
they left out mad stuff.
Oh,
they left out mad material. I saw the interview.
But. Keys, it wouldn't have mattered because this third round from Lux and Hollow. Lux and Hollow, they started off as a team. Then Hollow decided to get the lean when he made Lux mad, bringing up the gray hoodie, saying we need the gray hoodie back, and then Hollow pulled out the lean and sat down. He said, "You said stand up, niggas don't lean." And then Lux said, "You're embarrassing us. You're looking like a dope fiend." And then Hollow got mad and said, "Boy, forget this 2-on-2. We could rematch and rematch the battle and redo the whole thing." Then they started battling each other. Honestly, I think Lux won. Like, I think Lux won. Even Chess. Now, the funny thing about when they started battling each other, Chess and Rock decided to go from the opponents to the fans. Chess went into the crowd. Lux had a crazy a Dapper Dan bar, and they and which had the crowd going crazy, and Chess was telling Hollow, yo, he is messing you up right now, Hollow. And Rock had to go in Hollow's ear saying, bro, you got to fight back now. Luck's not playing with you. And then Hollow brought out Blackface again. And this time, Lux had a rebuttal for it that really shut down the battle. Keith, would you like to know what rebuttal Lux had?
Yo, why were they battling each other, man? I mean, that's cool, but why though? I thought we were doing it two on two.
At this point, because the battle was over once Lux did this one little rebuttal. Would you like to know what that rebuttal was?
I mean, well, I'll ask you this. Would it be better, like, for me to not know and just, like, see it? You know what I mean? Like, is it, like, that crazy where it's, like, if I know it's going to ruin it?
No, it's not going to ruin it. I'm not going to quote bars, but I can say, like, what the rebuttal was. It was not actually rebuttal, but, like, what he did that shut the building down or what the prop they pulled out.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, let's just say it became great hoodie season in August.
Oh, no way.
He pulled out the great hoodie. Once he pulled out the great hoodie, Blackface got out of there. Hollow tried to get out of there. Even Rock left the stage for a second. Rock dipped for a second. And then Lux was like, Hollow, you sure you want some of this? Hollow said, yo, my name is actually Bennett and I ain't in it. And then Lux started going ballistic in the great hoodie on Chest and Rock and shut the round down. And then Lux was like, yo, Hollow, where you at? He's like, yo, I'm sipping at the bar. Well, you don't put that lean down and come over here and finish them off. And then Hollow came back with the I'm not excited gray hoodie.
Nah.
Bro.
Yo, that's bugging.
But luckily for us,
that is crazy.
He decided, you know what, after all that, I already feel like they lost. You know what? To be continued. We'll come back with the hoodies next time. And even though I really wanted to see the great hoodie combo, at the same time, if we're being honest, that third round was going 2 days. Like after a while, I was like, yo, they're killing me, but this round is going for a while. Like
they were way over time.
I don't think they was calling time this battle, but I don't think it mattered because either way, it was an entertaining third. It kept me on the edge of my seat. I was excited. And when Hollow came out with the gray hoodie, I was like, oh, dear God. Now, the funny thing was when Lux pulled out the gray hoodie, I invited my cousin over. His favorite battle is Calico. Briz and Todd versus Cal and Mook was going to be the main event, which makes sense since it's the hometown heroes in their hometown. But, like, he came in on Lux third round right when Lux was pulling out the gray hoodie. So I hustled to the door quick, and I told Bob, you don't hurry up. It's my first time seeing gray hoodie Lux live. You know how special I feel right now? Get in the house now. Now.
Yeah, bro.
I got to see this.
Yo,
I need to hear this. Bro.
Yo, I gotta see this footage, man.
Oh, I'm gonna try to show you tomorrow, cause bro. That there was crazy. And you wanna be honest with you? The Lux pulling out the gray hoodie made Sue Surf very upset, man.
Yeah, but you know, that me and you going to have to talk about on a conference call, bro. They only got about a little over a minute of the show left, so I appreciate you coming on, dog.
Too.
Yeah, we got about not even a minute left.
You pretty much took the whole time already. So at least we got the
Yeah, bro. It was definitely I'm glad we got to get to everything. I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you coming on and reviewing the event with me. Thanks, brother. We'll talk soon. Have a great night.
Man, let me say, you too.
Yeah, so there you have it. That's it. Lean Keys, Real Talk, 110, Summer Impact Review. Shout out to Rodney. Thank you for coming on, brother. Shout out to Lee enjoying your vacation with the family. We look forward to having you back, Lee, next time. Probably have him back next week, Lean Keys, 111. See y'all later. Have a great night and have a good holiday weekend. Lean Keys out.